We are calling you in Budapest.
That's right.
And you're one of the people who's organizing the critical mass riots in Budapest.
That's correct.
Okay, how long have you been organizing these riots in Budapest?
Well, personally, I've been involved since 2006. Critical mass riots under this name have been organized in Budapest since 2004. The first time one was organized under this name, under critical mass, was during the Car Free Day riot on December 22nd, 2004, and it was a response to some action by the city government, which was not very favorable for bicyclists.
So it was a kind of protests that time?
I'm sorry?
So it was a kind of protests action?
Was a kind of, yes. It was a response, and it was a protest, it's true.
And who started it in Budapest?
There were various bicyclist groups. There were civic organizations and bicycle courier companies also.
Really?
Who were supporting it, who were sponsoring it with their effort and with some of the money or some of the capacity to spread the word and things like that. And the main action, I mean, there were many bicycle rides organized before that as well, but none of it was as successful as that one on September 22nd, 2004, which was a car-free day ride. And the city government wanted to move the ride to the weekend, because this happened to be a Wednesday or something like that. And they wanted to move the ride to take place on the weekend so that the car traffic would not be obstructed. And the bicyclists said, wait a minute, this is a car-free day ride. We should not have to alter the timing of it, of our celebration, which is a celebration and also a statement to be made that there are alternatives to car travel, and car traffic, especially in the big city area, is not viable. There are many, many problems caused by it. There's congestion and there's other
pollution
problems, obviously.
Yes.
And so the bicyclist said, no, we're going to have the ride anyways. We're going to have the ride when we're supposed to, when it's an international celebration of avoiding cars, of finding alternatives to car travel. So they wanted to have it on the 22nd of September, on the Wednesday. So they got together and they organized it, and there were like 4,000 bicyclists at that time, which was a big success. It was the biggest at that time.
Yes, I can understand, even for a first time, to have so many people, but then it was a collective organization of many smaller groups who all came together for this day.
Exactly.
And then they kept going on together.
Right. Yes, absolutely. They use the name Critical Mass, although Critical Mass rides are a bit different in every location around the world. Typically, Critical Mass rides take place either weekly or monthly. In Hungary, they only take place, the big rides only take place twice a year. They have monthly rides as well, but those are small.
And what do you call small then? How many people come to the monthly?
Oh, probably 100 or something like that.
Yes.
Those are the monthly rides. Mm-hmm. The big rides are on the Car Free Day on September 22nd and Earth Day, April 22nd. And there are differences. Usually the Earth Day rides are more of a celebration, more of a fiesta, and the Car Free Day rides are more of a statement to be made to create awareness that car travel has created many, many problems, and that there are alternatives to car travel.
Yes, and obviously people respond more quickly to the fiesta idea, because those April rides have been huge.
Yes. Even the next ride, so I mentioned the first Car Free Day ride in 2004, the Earth Day ride in 2005 already attracted 10,000 people, so it more than doubled. Then the next Car Free Day ride attracted 24,000 people in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it kept growing. Obviously, you know, it cannot be growing forever. You know, we're not trying to just keep, beating the records, because there's no point in that. What we would like to do is just simply improve the conditions.
But you did beat the international records, didn't you?
That is true, but that wasn't the big goal. The big goal was to really, really make a statement, to create awareness, and to really make a difference in improving the conditions for bicycle travel, which is, in our opinion, a viable alternative to car travel, a healthy alternative to car travel in terms of environmental and personal respect as well. So it's one of the best ways to travel, not the only way, of course, but it's definitely something that deserves more support from city planners, which is one of our biggest goals and one of our biggest challenges, to convince the city planners, the city government, to improve the conditions, to create more bicycle lanes, to create better storage conditions, and one of our long-term goals is, in fact, to put into place a bicycle rental scheme, for example, one that exists in
Lyon,
Copenhagen, or Paris, and in many other cities, and a growing number of cities around Europe and around the world.
So you don't have that yet in Budapest, but have you had other results from your actions?
Yes, you're correct. We don't have that yet. We do have other results. The number of bicycle lanes have improved. The number of people using bicycles have skyrocketed, have been, the number of people riding bikes have been doubling almost yearly. And also, the city planners now actually consult with the bicycle organizations before making important decisions as far as some of the restructuring of the roads, the road reconstructions, and things like that. So the number of good quality bicycle lanes had improved as well.
Also on the national level, I read.
On a national level, and more money has been allocated from the central government to improve the conditions for bicycle travel, to make bicycle travel safer and easier and more convenient.
Yes, I can understand they do that, because apparently even your president and your mayor and some ministers are on their bike now.
That's true. That is true. And they actually participated in the critical mass ride. The president of Hungary participated at least two times, that I noticed with my own eyes.
Is this action only taking place in Budapest, or are there other cities in Hungary that have been contaminated by your enthusiasm?
Yes, there are at least, to my knowledge, 8 or 9 other cities around Hungary. Obviously, they cannot attract as many people since they are smaller cities. But yes, there are other people also following suit and also trying to make the same statement, and also just trying to celebrate cycling. It's not just a protest, it's also a celebration. Mm-hmm. It's nice, it's fun to get together and watch the various characters of people showing up to just enjoy ourselves, listen to music. There are always live musicians and entertainers en route, and things like that. So it's good to just simply get together and have fun. Besides, of course, you know, getting the message across and making a statement.
Yes, you are making a statement also by lifting up your bikes. I read something about a special ride that had been organized prior to the elections and afterwards to make parties keep their promises.
It's true as well, yes. So the international sign or something that is also the fun part of it, of critical mass rides, is that they lift their bikes above their heads.
So all together.
So-called bike lifts. And they usually do that at the beginning of each ride and at the end, and whenever they feel like it, whenever there's some occasion that they feel is appropriate to lift their bikes or do a bike lift. And every now and then there are political statements as well, because, for example, before the parliamentary elections in 2006, there was what they called Tour de Vote, sort of like mocking the Tour de France
Yes.
turn. Okay. So this was a tour for votes, and they actually visited the headquarters of each party, each parliamentary party, and they wanted to get their statements, their ideas, and their proposals for improving bicycle travel and the conditions of bicycle transportation. They each came up with promises that they actually wanted to improve, that they had a bicycle program and they wanted to improve the conditions, because obviously they each wanted the votes of the cyclists. They knew that there were many, many cyclists around the city and around the country, and of course they didn't want to lose those votes. They wanted to sort of use that as a platform to gain more votes. And then, of course, they were kept to their promises. So after the election, they were important. It was important that they actually...
Yes,
sorry,
you had...
Sorry, my attention was drawn a bit. So after the election, when decisions and budgets were made, they were actually kept to the promises. And there was any difference, there was another demonstration, actually, to demand that the parties who won the elections actually keep their promises, yes.
Something I asked myself when I, again to the big numbers, which is of course the spectacular thing about what's happening in Budapest, the time that there were 80,000 people showing up, well,
yes.
I saw that you said on your blog when you announced it that you were expecting more than 30,000. Well, you had more than double of that in a number of participants. Didn't that give any problems? So many people together? Everything went smoothly? Or
That's a very good question. We're very happy to say that the biggest problem that occurred was a bike jam, a bicycle traffic jam, that there were some bottleneck situations en route that avoided people to actually remain on their bikes. They had to, like, push their bikes for a little while because they couldn't go fast enough so they could, you know, keep pedaling. Otherwise, everything went very smoothly. These people are not people who want trouble. These are nice mm-hmm. people. They're very friendly. They smile.
Yes, and the route has been cleared by the police, too.
I wanted to ask about, how did the police respond about this?
Yeah, the police is actually quite happy because I don't know if you managed to follow political developments in Budapest. In the past 2 years, there were many, many riots in Budapest, and the police actually had difficulty to keep those under control. Compared to that, bicycle demonstrations are very, very friendly, so the police actually have a much easier time. This is an easy job for them to just control a bicycle demonstration. Luckily, no violence absolutely took place at any of the bicycle demonstrations.
Do you also have police on bicycles in Budapest?
Actually, very few. There are a few, but not enough. I think it would be a good idea to actually expand that fleet as well, but only a very few police exist on bicycles in Budapest.
So your last meeting was April 19. You were going to have a picnic, then a three-hour ride, and then a bike lift. How did that go? How many people showed up?
To the best of my knowledge, some like 40,000 people showed up. And it was just another fun event. Once again, our goal was not to keep breaking records.
No, of course not.
And we cannot always surpass these records. Our goal was, once again, to keep the tradition, to allow people to have fun and give them an opportunity to celebrate cycling.
Okay, this was very inspiring. We are only starting here in Antwerp. We started in January, and the fifth bike ride will be next Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Sounds very good. Well, please forward my greetings and my regards to the bicyclists and the critical mass riders in Antwerp. And
okay.
I wish the best of luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I want to keep an eye on what will happen. So could you please send me an email or a press release or something? I'd like to know how it goes.
Okay, I'll send you a link.
Great.
Have a nice weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.